Hello?
Hi, Willie. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Tina. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I know it's been a while since we talked, and I was just following up because I had a note on your account to follow up with you if Google Guaranteed became available for your category. It's not available for your category yet, but we do have an upgrade option that is, which is an upgrade into running Yelp ads. We've partnered with Yelp. Have you tried Yelp ads before?
No, I don't think so. I've been trying to get some reviews. I added Yelp to my web. I had you guys add Yelp to the website because I didn't have any reviews through Yelp. It was the only one that I didn't have some reviews through. And I've been, a couple of my customers has gave me some reviews through there, but that's about as far as I've went with it.
Good for you. Yeah, you have 6 reviews up there now, which is great. So, how the Yelp program works, because we have a partnership with them, it's called Request a Quote Program. And, you know, I see that you're eligible for it. So what it does is it qualifies you for an additional boost package, which is a signing bonus with free ads. So the base package is $499 monthly. And then that gets you an additional $100 worth of free ads for the first 6 months, okay? After 6 months, we look at what other promotions are available, and we apply it at that time, okay? So our clients that use the Yelp ads, even with the starter package, are turning a huge profit within the first 30 days after sign-up, because once you sign up, we can pretty much turn the ads on right away. There's not a long waiting period to get it started. And in some cases, you know, clients registered for the program have seen positive results even within the first week of signing up. So I know that I thought that it was something that you would benefit from, which is why I was following up. So what they do with that $4.99 is they would take money out of the budget when people click on your Yelp listing and when people call you. So the cost per click is only about $5 to $8. You know, depending on what type of a job is, and the cost per lead is only about 15 to 25, depending on, you know, how much, you know, what size the job is. So that $4.99 budget should definitely last you throughout the whole month and give you a solid return. So, you know, it is a month-to-month program, so you could try it for a couple of months, and you'll have a separate tab on your dashboard so you can see the results that you're getting through the Yelp advertising. But again, because you know, that boost program is available with the extra $100 for 6 months, I think that it's something that you should really give a shot.
All right. Yeah, I know the Google ads that we added. Remember we added an extra like 500 or 400 or something like that in Google ads?
Yes. How's that panning out for you?
It's been doing real good. I'll be honest. So ever since I added that other phone number, it's been doing real good. The only thing about the phone number
is
sometimes when people call, like I'm saying, hello, 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 and don't ever really, I can't, you know, sometimes I can't get a clear line through that number. But is there a way, because I know it's like it's a weird number that shows up when it says Local Splash, but it's like a random number that pops up instead of the customer that's actually calling. A couple times I think it has been the customer's number, but there's a lot of times that it's not. Is there any way to set that up to where, like, whenever they call that number, like the number they're calling from actually pops up on my caller ID?
No, there isn't. Usually the number that you're seeing, since you say, oh, it's a weird number that I'm seeing, is your actual call tracking number, which is the 937-351-6288. And that's your way of recognizing that it's a lead coming through your Google listing, right? So one thing I'm going to do is, first of all, have the technicians check the call tracking number and see why sometimes when you answer it, you're getting a bad connection, because that shouldn't be the case. So we can fix that issue. Secondly, have you downloaded the Local Splash app on your phone?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay, so that's the easiest way for you to see the number that the client's calling from. Because if you recall,
Let me see. Like earlier today, I had a call come through.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, let me see. This last lead that's on to the dashboard was at 834. But then I had a call came through with that number at, hold on. What did you say that number was again?
Let me go back to that page.
This is the number.
The one that has been 6288. Is that what it shows?
No, at 1022, it says local slash auto, but it says the phone number is 937-563-5164. But then whenever I go to my dashboard, I don't see any leads. But somebody has tried to call because I said hello, hello.
563, what was the last four?
5164.
5164, okay. And that shows on caller ID. I could see if they could change the caller ID to say like local slash leads or something like that, or it could at least show the tracking number because that's what it's supposed to show. You know what? The 937-563-5164, that's the actual number of the client that called you at that time. It says 10:21 a.m. here. I think you said it's 10:34 your time, but it's a 30-second phone call. Before that, it was another call you received today at 9:18 a.m., and that was 937-626-4336. Do you show that on your – so I think your caller ID is actually showing you the client numbers and not our call tracking number. Do you like it to show like that?
Yeah, I like it showing the client number. And the one on the 626 number, I talked to that lady – and it worked out good. But the other number, I just said hello, hello a bunch of times and never did talk to nobody. So I probably need to call that number back, huh, that 5355.
You can call that one back. Yep, you can, definitely.
But not whenever I did. I tried to call it back, and it wouldn't let me.
I'm listening to that call, and it sounds like it might be a sales call. Because he's saying, can you hear me? I'm trying to reach the owner of, you know, your company. So I think that 937-563-5164, if you call it back and you can't reach someone, that's because that was a sales call and they were using some type of a spoof number. But at least the one that came earlier panned out into something good for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah,
I just didn't want to miss any of them, so that's why I was trying to figure that out. But, yeah, I see what you're saying. It was probably just the – so the ones that I can't call back when it just won't let me call is probably scammers.
Yeah, or someone trying to sell you something. Yeah, if you call back and it's an unreachable number, then that's because they use the spoof number to call you. You know what I mean?
We use
a VoIP phone system, voice over internet phone, so oftentimes it'll match the areas that we're calling, but if people hit redial and call it back, it'll still come back to us. It goes to the call center, you know, but some of those companies just have it where you can't reach them if you call back, you know? So,
right.
So what do you think about the Yelp upgrade? You want to give it a shot now, or do you want to kind of mull it over a little bit and, you know, see if you want to do it at a later time? I think that, you know, there's a lot of business slipping through your fingers through Yelp that this would help you capitalize on, you know, especially since you have those 6 reviews on there now and, you know, the page looks great.
Well, yeah, I'd be more than glad to give it a shot. Now,
okay.
I do know that I'm only going to – I go to Alabama about December, middle of November, something like that. I'll even go to Alabama. Maybe you can try to help me get some of this stuff switched up down there or open another one for Alabama or something.
Are you relocating or you just go there during the winter months?
I just go there for a couple months out of the winter.
Okay. Willie goes – I'm going to put that to Alabama – from what, December through February type thing, or December, January?
January, February, and March.
December through March.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. And then Ann comes back to Ohio in April. Okay. So what I would recommend for that is that in December through March, we would take your Google ad budget and allocate it to run in Alabama so that your phone's ringing during those months. I wouldn't want you to set up the whole package there since it's only like a temporary situation, but you could, if you wanted to, set up another location in Alabama. And then when you return to Ohio in April, you would just put that one on a seasonal hold, right? And the same thing I would recommend for the Ohio, you know, for Springfield, put that one on hold December through March for your local optimization. But during that, those months that you're holding the local listing, you could definitely run your ads wherever you like. And the same thing with the Yelp advertising, we could run those for you during those months too, but just change the area that we're running them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. We can definitely do that. Right now I'm kind of in the middle of a job. Can you call me? You're not there on Saturdays, are you?
I'm not here on Saturday, but I believe I would have to, you know, charge the $4.99 and send you a terms and conditions and then create an onboarding call for someone to call you to help set up the ads. So do you think, you know, that onboarding call, since we're not here on Saturday, would be better to do maybe on Friday or Monday?
It would probably, this Friday and Monday, I'm going to be so busy, it's unbelievable. It would probably be better, like, do it on, like, on Tuesday or something like that.
Okay. Unless tomorrow is better, we could do Thursday as well. But, as you know, I don't want you to, you know, be slammed. So if tomorrow through Monday is not good, we'll just set up the onboarding for Tuesday then.
Tomorrow might work.
Okay, good. So then let me nail something down for tomorrow. What time are you thinking?
Probably around 1 o'clock or so.
Okay. So if I have that available, I'll block out from 1 to 2 o'clock your time. That way, you know, you'll have plenty of time to get through it. And then, are you authorizing me to charge the $4.99 right now so that we can start that boost program for you?
Yeah, that's fine. And like you said, okay. You can cancel it at any time.
You absolutely can, Willie, but you're going to love it. You're going to really like this. I was so excited to see that you were eligible for it because not everybody, you know, that works with us is, but you happen to be eligible for it. So that's excellent. So I'll charge that $4.99 now, and then we'll call you tomorrow between 1 and 2 to do the onboarding on it. And then in the meantime, I'll tell the technicians to just leave the call tracking number the way it is. You like it when it's showing the client numbers, right, rather than the call tracking number, correct?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, you got it. Okay, well, thanks for giving that a shot, Willie. I know that you're going to love it, so have a great rest of your week. And I don't want to keep you on hold while I'm setting the invoice because it's going to take me a second to apply it, but you still want us to use the visa ending in 3831?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so I'll charge that in the next 10 minutes or so once I get that invoice set, and then we'll call you tomorrow, okay?
Alrighty, sounds good, Tina. I appreciate you calling
and
doing that for me.
Yeah, of course. No problem. And have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
Alright, yep. It was good to hear from you again. Thanks.
Yeah, you too, Willie. It's always nice to talk to you. Have a great day.
Alright, you too. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.